The following is an encore presentation of Out and About with Elaine. Please, no calls.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Out and About with Elaine. Oh, my God. I've had two cups of coffee, and I'm raring to go. I have some really great fun things to talk about this morning, and I wanted to know about your opinion about your experience in buying a new car. You know, whether it be a new car, used car, trucks, or vans, or whatever. And what do you think when I say the words car salesman? Well, I will describe my experiences this past week because I actually traded in one car and I bought another one. And what is it with all those fees, you know? We'll get into it a little bit later on, and I welcome your questions. And one of the topics that I do want to talk about is 10 steps in finding the right car or truck for you, and how to negotiate the deal, because it is all about negotiation, whether it's in life or buying a new car. And why is it so stressful? I mean, really, seriously, folks, when you go into a dealership, I literally walked into one after doing the walk last Saturday, and I walked in and there were like seven guys just, you know, licking their chops because I knew that, oh boy, here she comes. And I literally walked into the dealership and I stopped short and I breathed and I said, oh, I just love the smell of a new car. And that's all it took before two of them started approaching. And so the first one that got to me was the one that made the deal, but I made him work for it. I'm sorry, I have Mike Catanzaro on my board today. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Elaine.
He's laughing hysterically. What's up with
that? Well, when you mentioned about the car salespeople, I got this vision. It was like vultures just waiting for something to die so they could start eating it.
Yeah, that's about the bad reputation. But I had him work for the deal. I was there for 4 hours negotiating the deal. I wouldn't leave.
4 hours, yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah, it was like a big tennis match. I felt like Venus Williams by the time I finished. It was back and forth, back and forth. But anyway, it's going to be a great day today. I hope Jim Corbin will be calling in today at 7:35. Our sunset time today is 8:24 p.m. So even though the day is getting a little bit less, because I noticed during the week it was 8:25, as Jim had said last week, but hopefully we'll get a mixed bag of tricks where we have like sunny day today, and I know we're getting some rain, but I know that the grass and the vegetables and the gardens need it. So I hope you're having a good weekend this weekend. So anyway, if you have played the lottery, good luck, and here are your numbers. Rhode Island daily number is 2176. Mass daily is 8719. Mass cash is 4, 22, 28, 31, and 32. Mega Millions is 12, 23, 33, 47, 50. The Mega Ball is 3, and the Mega Plier is 5. So good luck to all of you who played, and hopefully you
Mega
won.
Plier kind of sounds like multiplier almost.
I know, really. If you can win that, that is really great. For out and about activities today, from 9 to 1, we have the Farmers Market today, and it's located in Capron Park. Parking is near the high school side of the street. You can enjoy delicious farm fresh produce, great wines, and don't forget Nettie's Kettle Corn. In Wrentham today, the Hockomock Kennel Club will hold their annual dog show at the Cracker Barrel Fairgrounds. The shows are from 8:30 a.m. to 5. Admission is free. They ask you not to bring your own dog, and for good reason, I guess. Oh, here's something fun. The New England Fan Fest is from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. 70 pro wrestlers will be in a meet and greet at the Rhode Island Convention Center, and they're all staying at the Providence Marriott Hotel. Why I know this is because there's like seven buses that have wrestling logos on them, and they're staying at the Marriott. So if you are a wrestler fan, want to meet and greet some of the fabulous men and women of the wrestling world, you can come down to Rhode Island Convention Center today from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. On another note, the Zubilee Festival, it's a really unique fundraising event at Roger Williams Park. They call it Feast with the Beast. I've gone to this in the past. It's a 21-plus event. It's helping to raise funds for their educational programs at Roger Williams Park Zoo. It's really a lot of fun. It's wonderful food and lots of music filled throughout the whole zoo, and it's open to everyone that is 21-plus because there is alcohol served. If you're into cruise nights, every Thursday from 4:30 to 9 at Patriot Place at the Bass Pro Shop, there's over 900 custom cars and trucks. So check that out if you are so inclined to do those things. I know we're coming up on the 4th of July, and what would be a 4th of July without fireworks, right? So at McCoy Stadium, July 2nd and 3rd, they're going to have fireworks after the baseball games. On Saturday, July 4th at India Park, we'll have a huge...
Wow, I just got woken up.
Yeah, I know, me too. I set the alarm, but I figured it was for 6:08, not 7:08, so excuse me about that. And I have a rule about cell phones in my studio. And I broke the rule, so sorry about that. But let's get back to the fireworks display at Indy Point Park. They have a huge display. Really, the Rhode Island Philharmonic will be performing, which I really enjoy, but they time it to the fireworks, just like in Boston. And our local area, Attleboro Fireworks, is going to be on July 5th at the Attleboro High School. It starts at 9 p.m., but during the day, from 6:30 to 8:30, the 215th Army Band will be playing before the concert, which I think is really great. They have music from, there's going to be classical music, big band, country, the latest hits, and patriotic music. This is really great. It's a world-renowned Army Band, and so it's going to be a fun-filled weekend. So if you can, check it out. That's July 5th. The fun starts at 6:30 p.m. with fireworks starting at 9. And I think that that's going to be just really phenomenal, just really phenomenal. There's a new thing in town, trivia. I know that trivia has been around for quite a while, but there's a few places that really enjoy having these contests. And if you've never participated, it's a lot of fun to go and test your general knowledge while you're drinking. I'll let you think about that. Anyway, Plainville is becoming very popular in trivia, and the Chieftain Pub will hold a contest. And they have it every Wednesday starting at 8:30. And even in Attleboro, Morin's on Wednesdays have trivia night at 7:30 p.m. And box seats in North Attleboro every Thursday night at 8 p.m. And it really is fun. If you've ever played Trivia Pursuit, it's really a lot of fun to go ahead and do that sort of thing. There's just so much going on in the area. I hope you had a chance to get out last week, and we had a fabulous weekend and doing so many great things. And actually, on the music scene right now, we have a lot of artists that are coming into our area, and I hope you have a chance to get out and hear some fabulous music, such as the Bare Naked Ladies are going to be at Mohegan Sun tonight at 7:30. Imagine Dragon, is going to be coming in at the TD Garden July 1st. Megan Trainor, you know, it's all about that bass. She's going to be coming to Mohegan Sun July 4th at 7 p.m. Def Leppard is coming to the Xfinity Center on July 9th at 7 p.m. And YouTube, oh my God, I hope I can get a ticket to this. July 10th to the 15th at the TD Garden. That's going to be one heck of a show. Actually, I think 60 Minutes actually interviewed Bono, and they changed out the whole lighting system. It's a spectacular light show, and they brought in a lot of technology, and it's supposed to be a fabulous eye and ear experience, so check that out. If you're into country, we have Kelly Clarkson. She's going to be coming into the Xfinity Center on July 12th. Oh, Steely Dan is coming July 30th and 31st at 7 p.m. at the Blue Hills Pavilion in Boston. Another country, my favorite, Shania Twain. July 3rd, 8 a.m., Mohegan Sun. That's going to be really, really great. Darius Rucker, July 11th at Xfinity Center. Now, here's something really unique. B.B. King died a few months ago, but his daughter Claudette King will be performing with Jeff Pichelle on July 3rd at 8 p.m. at Chance. They're going to do a tribute to B.B. King, playing his songs. She's going to be singing. This might be something that really you should check out. I think that I might be having to get a ticket to that. That sounds like something that would be really fascinating, not only to meet her, but also to hear the music of B.B. King, which I truly love. And let's see, New Bedford has a folk festival July 4th and 5th next weekend from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. at the Whaling Museum. So really should check it out. There's a lot of things going on. In the movies, my top five, Inside Out, Pixar movie. I really think that that's going to be really cute. And this movie about a dog and a boy and a dog, Max, is playing. It just opened this weekend. And it's about a service German shepherd who was in Afghanistan where his owner was killed. And Max was in a shelter, and this young man was looking for a dog. And so they formed this huge bond. And of course, with a boy and a dog in summertime, they had this great adventure. So I'm looking forward to actually seeing that. And Mike is looking at me like I'm crazy, but I'm sentimental.
No, I like dogs. There's nothing like having a dog when you're a kid.
Right, exactly. Jurassic World is making millions and millions of dollars. It's like one of the top grossing films ever. Pitch Perfect 2, which is a really great comedy. And the last one I'll recommend is Tomorrowland Before Break. So anyway, there you have the outs and abouts. And we come back, we're going to be seriously talking about the lighthearted effect of how to buy a car and 10 steps in finding the right car for you. And I've got them here right now. And how to, what is, you know, the 8 steps too of really negotiating that deal. And what are the most fuel efficient cars in 2015? So more stuff coming up. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Welcome, good morning. Have a second cup of coffee on me, and we'll be right back after these messages.
The 2015 Revere Beach National Sand Sculpting Festival will run from Friday, July 24th through Sunday, the 26th. This festival has grown into one of the largest sand sculpting festivals in the country, and each year, sculptors from all over the world work creating masterpieces on the beach with nothing more than sand and water. Added features include a full lineup of live entertainment, amusement rides, fireworks, a food truck, and hot air balloon rides. For more information, visit the web at reverebeachpartnership.com.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology,
me.
I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The
only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov, a message from the Ad Council.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The following is an encore presentation of Out and About with Elaine. Please, no calls.
Good morning, everyone. This is Elaine LaRoche. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we're having a lighthearted look at finding the right car for you. I recently purchased a vehicle, and it is like a maze. It is not fun to buy a car, and why is it? And I talked to some of the salespeople at the place that I purchased my vehicle, and I said, you know, you guys get a bad rap for a reason. and they agree. They did agree with me. It is such a hassle to go into a car dealership. It's intimidating. I mean, they have all the answers, and you waste 3 to 4 hours of your life negotiating a deal.
Then you sign your life away afterwards.
Then you eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for a long time. No, I mean, what happened was fate, because I had an appointment with another dealer on Sunday, but Saturday when I did the esophageal cancer walk, it was in Warwick. So I went to a Toyota dealership in Warwick, and it turned out to be a very good experience in the end. But boy, haggling, excuse me, I like to negotiate. I have to say, most people don't. They just want to sign on the dotted line and leave. I had gone... My salesperson was taking me on four. I made him take me to four vehicles, and I test drove each one of them. The people that were sitting beside me in another booth, I should say, or cube, were negotiating a deal. They had just walked in and signed some papers, and off they went. And I seen that about maybe 5 times in my 4 hours that I was there. Yeah. People just didn't want to negotiate. They just said, okay, here's the price, you know, and all right, so $27,000, yeah, okay, I'll get that. And they signed their life away, and it's like, no, you can really negotiate. You can negotiate anything, from buying a mattress to buying a car. But really, you really have to think about finding the right car for you, you know, finding what is right for you. And it is a hassle, and I know it is, but once you do it, when you go in with a positive attitude and you say, okay, for the next 3 or 4 hours, I'm actually going to just listen carefully, ask good questions, do research ahead of time, and just let's play. And basically, that's what I did. But what are some of the steps that you should ask yourself when you are trying to buy a car? Well, how many passengers will you be carrying? I mean, are you going to get a subcompact, a compact, a sedan, you know, a truck? What type of driving do you do? Are you on the highway a great deal, you know, or are you off-road? Will you be driving in ice and snow, or are you going to be down south where it's hot as heck? Do you have a long commute? Because you want a car that would have really great gas miles, you know, and that's so important now that, you know, gas prices are starting to climb. And, you know, do you need an all-wheel drive vehicle? What are the safety features and what's important to you? Now, that's really, really important, you know. I mean, this car here that I purchased does not have lane assist, and I really wish it did, but my next vehicle will. Basically, that is if you go into another lane and there's a car in that lane, there's an alarm that will beep beep that says, hey, you're in the wrong lane, or there's a vehicle in the next lane. So, and there's other things too, you know, with the brakes, the braking system, the security systems, and all of that too. You know, a lot of them have Bluetooth capability like my car does, and so you can use hands-free, you can play music through your speakers. It really is important. So you got to ask yourself what safety features and what features do you want in your next vehicle. Do you need a lot of cargo capacity? You know, are you carrying lumber? Do you need a truck? Or not? Maybe just groceries, so you just need a truck. A car. So, I mean, my car has a lot of room in the back, so that's really great. And will you be using... you know, are you going to be carrying and transporting children, you know, like I am? So I need a big back seat where I can have children's car seats. You'd be surprised. I have a large back seat so I can move my driver's seat up so I'm not getting kicked in the back. You know what that's like. Anyone who has children and you have children in the back seat and you're driving and the kids are kicking you in the back, you say, please don't do that. Uh-oh. Please don't do that. Please stop kicking me. Please don't do that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's just one of those things. And most importantly, how much garage or parking space do you have? I mean, really, think about it. If you get a huge truck, like some people I know, it would never fit in a garage, you know? So you have to think about those things of what your car needs are. So doing research, I think, is really important. I think that... asking yourself these questions, you know, is really important too.
Did you do all this research, Elaine?
I did.
All right.
Well, I had a mission, too. I had to...
mission.
I did, yes, because I leased a car, and that was an experience in all itself, because leasing a car versus buying a car, and those are other options for you, too. If you drive less than 36,000 miles, maybe a lease would be great for you. If you drive more like I do and got into a situation where I went over the 36,000 miles in 3 years, then buying a car makes sense. And then trading in the lease and buying a car and all of those logistics take a lot of time, and it did for myself too. But in the end, I did get a great deal. I got $5,200 off the car and then another $300 off. I had them throw in a year's worth of oil changes and tire rotations, and they filled up my car with gas, and I have another gas. I can go down there again, and they'll fill it up again. They registered my car. I kept my vanity plate. So what do you think, Mike? Was that a good deal?
I've never heard of a dealership that gives you gas for free. Yeah, that's pretty cool, Lane.
Did I negotiate?
Yeah, you really did it. How many free tanks of gas do you get?
Two.
Now, I've heard of them giving you free oil changes. Did you get that, too?
Yeah, actually, till the car reaches 118,000 miles.
Now, they have these other things that they give you or they offer you or try to get you to sign on, and that's extended warranty. Did you get an extended warranty?
No, I got what they call a maintenance plan, only because the car is older,
yeah.
You know, and but I have like the free oil changes, the tire rotations, anything that goes wrong with the car, batteries and everything, I'm covered. So if you have a buying experience you would like to share, call us at 508-222-1320. We would love to hear about your experiences out there. And if you're laughing along with me and Mike, it is one heck of a hassle, and I know it. But if you're firm in your price and you have... You know, you have to be able to afford a car, too. Don't let the car, and that's the most important thing, too. They try to get you into the most highest levels of finance. And if you can, the best thing to do is get your own car loan, get your own financing, because I find that the dealerships are pretty high, you know, very high. And you can absolutely negotiate the deal is what I'm telling you right now. So anyway, speaking of that, 8 steps to buying a new car. I won't go through all 8, but
I'm taking notes here.
Well, you know what, Mike? After this, I'll give you my wonderful research. All right, get approved for a car loan. You know, it's the first step in everything that you do. But the best loan that I've ever had, and it says here too, is if you have a credit union. They have the lowest interest rates, and you can really get a really great deal. Unless you can put down a lot of money up front, and then you can negotiate a better rate. I find that that is the best thing to do. If you trade in your car, you have, like I say, you have equity in your old car. So when you trade it in, look on Edmunds.com for your trade market value, and that will guide you through it. And yes, I absolutely did that as well. And I think that, you know, while you're there, you should really look at the incentives and rebates and make the dealer explain to you all the rebates and incentives, because we all see those commercials, $69 drive away, no money down. But it's no money down for the first month, but then you have to put down $2,600 or $3,100 to get that deal. And I want you all to know that I had that experience with a Toyota at another dealership that was kind of ruthless, actually, and they're known for that. But I went in for an $89 a month payment, and I kept saying, are you sure this is right? 3.5 hours later, well, yeah, starting to sign the papers, I said, what's this $2,600 down? And they said, well, to get the deal, you have to put down $2,600. And I walked away from it. I said, and I was furious. I said, so you wasted 3.5 hours of my life, you know, doing this dance with me? And so I left and I never went back. So just be aware. And you can be assertive in a dealership. If any place else, ask the questions before you sit down and write the deal. Ask all these good questions, you know, and research the car that you want, the features that you want, and then go in and you will have your armor and your guard up, which you should. So just make sure that you you check on the different websites, and Kelley Blue Book as well as Edmund.com are really great places to go. You know, it's always good to go local if you can, so you avoid those transportation fees. And, you know, make sure that the price promised is the dealership's, you know, integrity. Make sure that the price that they promise you in the end is actually what's on the paper with your purchase and sales agreement. Because I've had that happen, too, where people write out a contract and then you sit down and you negotiate everything and they still throw in, like, $2,000 worth of fees and maintenance things. So you always want to try to negotiate the lowest price possible that you can. And like I said, when you get you know, your fees, when you get the finance in front of you, make sure that you look at everything. Please make sure that you do. I mean, there's sales tax, registration fees, documentation fees, and all these other things. And when it comes down to it, make sure you can actually afford it. So before you do, you know, make sure that you review every document and stay aware and be a smart consumer, because as you drive away, you want to feel really great about your car. As you're driving your new car, you want this to be a really positive experience and not something of dread, you know. But be aware, too, if you sign any contract, you have 3 days to change your mind and bring back the vehicle. So just be aware of that, too. So anyway, those are some of the tips. And if we have more time on the flip side after Jim Corbin, we will make sure that we do this. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we are going to take a quick break, and we hope that you'll call in after us at 508-222-1320. Happy Saturday. We'll be right back.
The City of Attleboro and the Park Commission is proud to announce another great season of summer concerts to be held at Capron Park in the Newell Shelter. The concerts are free and open to the public and will run from June 27th through August 29th every Thursday evening from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m. So get those lawn chairs ready and let the summer concerts begin. For more information, feel free to call Terry Conti at the Park and Forestry Department at 774-203-1865.
How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. Look for FAST. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket. Hit ignition. And then?
And then nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
Even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The following is an encore presentation of Out and About with Elaine. Please, no calls.
Good morning. It is Car Buying Saturday. Oh, I'm sorry. It is Saturday, the 27th of June, almost July. I can't believe it. Next weekend is the 4th of July, and there's so many activities, and we'll touch base on the fireworks displays just as we're closing, because there are so many great places to do it. We were talking about car buying and car buying tips, and before Jim calls in, I wanted to sneak in a little bit of five questions you should ask your car dealership before you purchase. And here they are, because it really is important to pay attention. You have to ask them what fees are going to be charged. You know, they always sneak in those documentation fees, registration fees, and things like that. You can negotiate that. How much? And if they do press you for a documentation fee, ask them how much it is before you sign anything, okay? Just be aware. Are there any aftermarket parts and alarms on the car? I don't know what that. Oh, because of the factory. Or can you add on something for free? You can roll that into the deal. You can. Honestly, you can. How many miles are on the car? It should be right there on the odometer. You know, that's a no-brainer. And basically what I want you to watch out for, ask this question. You have to ask them if the car's ever or a truck has ever been in an accident or a flood. Oh, you know, man. The word Katrina car is there for a reason, and just wanted to get I wanted you to be more informed. So this is what I want you to do. Any car or truck that you think you want to purchase, get a Carfax. Every dealership has to pull a Carfax, and what that is, it's by VIN number, and it will tell you if the car or truck has been in any accidents, floods, or anything. Read it carefully before you decide on getting a used vehicle. Yes, I have done a lot of research for you, and because I want you to be forewarned. It's not an easy process. It really isn't. And you have to be really great and know your stuff before you go in. You have to be so informed. It's not like getting, you know, something else. It's a long-term commitment. It's a 4 or 5 year commitment. So you want to make sure you get the best deal at the best price, fair price to you, and also make sure you can afford it. And we have Jim Corbin on the line. And we were anxiously waiting. Good morning, sir. Tell me something good.
Something good?
Yeah, the weather.
Well, it's good right now, but it won't be good. It won't be good tonight and most of tomorrow.
Oh,
Rain, unless you like rain and wind.
No rain.
Yeah, we have actually a pretty potent storm for the summertime. We get this on occasion. It's not tropical, but it is going to produce a pretty good slug of rain, most likely mid to late evening tonight. So we're just going to have a lot of sort of fading sunshine throughout today, and the winds will start picking up by this evening out of the southeast, and that is usually not a good wind direction for warm temperatures. So we are only going to see the temperatures reach the low and perhaps a few mid-70s this afternoon. And then once that rain moves in this evening, I think if you have plans early this evening, it should stay basically dry. But you'll notice the clouds starting to thicken. And you talked about the sunset at 7:24. We're now just starting to go the other way with the sun setting by a few seconds earlier than it was. So what we do is round it off. So technically, it's still closer to 7:25, but by seconds, it's going to start to change going the other way. And I don't think we'll see much of a sunset this evening as that heavier cloud cover moves in. Rain late tonight, and we're going to start out quite wet tomorrow morning with rain, perhaps a few downpours, and southeast to east winds gusting up to 30, 35 miles an hour at times. You almost think it's like a tropical storm in some cases, but it's not. The good news, it will start to clear out late in the day. So the worst of the weather tomorrow is in the morning. It gets better as we get towards the late afternoon. So it's almost the opposite of today, whereas the worst weather today is late into the evening especially. Tomorrow, the worst weather is in the morning, and then it gets better late. Does that make sense? Okay, anyway.
Yeah, it does.
Monday, sunshine, high temperatures in the 70s. By the way, tomorrow may not get out of the 60s. So you can forget about any 90, 95-degree weather anytime soon. In fact, I don't really see it perhaps even through the 4th of July, although it looks like it's going to be mainly dry for the 4th, but through the week I'll have more on that. It looks like sun and clouds on Monday, high temperatures in the 70s to near 80, and then warm and humid on Tuesday, perhaps some late-day showers and thunderstorms, maybe some severe weather like we had last Tuesday. You might have heard two tornadoes, one in Wrentham and one in Westminster, northern Massachusetts, up near Fitchburg. And, of course, the one in Wrentham was right through the common there. If you know Wrentham Common there with the big church and the old hotel there, whatever it is there, and it went right through there. F-zero, though, fortunately, and no injuries or major damage was reported. But there's a chance that maybe something could happen again later Tuesday of next week. But the main story this weekend, if you have things to do for the start of the weekend and you don't want to deal with rain, do it today.
Okay.
Because tomorrow morning is going to be kind of wet.
Wow. Yeah, I was really surprised at a tornado actually touched down here. I was just really amazed.
Yeah, they do on occasion. And again, usually they're further north. The tornado alley in New England runs from about Hartford up towards Worcester and then up towards about Nashua, New Hampshire. South and east of there, the tornado threats drop off. And it wasn't surprising that although it was a tornado for a few minutes in Wrentham, it was what's called an F0. That's like I like to call it a baby monster. It was a tornado, but it was the weakest tornado you could have, with winds of about 75 or 80 miles an hour. Now that's bad enough.
Wow.
But it's not like the tornado the Springfield area you might remember had back in 2011, the one that crossed the Connecticut River.
Right.
There's the famous video. That was an F2/F3 tornado, and that of course did actually cause a lot more damage and even I think two or three deaths. So. Again, I'm bringing this all up because there's a chance we could have something maybe late Tuesday or Tuesday night next week. But until then, it's just some rain moving in, getting kind of gusty, a rather unpleasant start to the day tomorrow. When you got at this time tomorrow, 20 minutes of 8 or so, it's likely to be raining and it'll be windy, just rather not good. So enjoy today while you can.
Mm-hmm.
The high clouds are already starting to dim the sun a little bit, so don't expect a lot of blue skies today. But at least I'd say through most of the daylight hours, it will be rain-free.
Have you had an experience of car buying yourself, sir?
I have. I just 3 months ago finally got a new car after 17 years of the same one. By the way, I had a power outage last night, so I think my phone might be going in the next maybe 30 seconds. But I have been hearing about what you're saying. I'm not trying to get out of it, but it might go in 30 seconds.
Okay.
I have a lot of other things I'm trying to reset. But no, I didn't. And I got a 2-year lease because now I don't drive as many miles as I used to.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with you on that. If you don't think you're going to drive a ton, sometimes leases are better. So
Thank you.
I had the same car for 17 years, and it was turned into a Fred Flintstone where I was going to fall through the floor, so I finally got a new one.
Listen, I had a Toyota Corolla, and I turned it in 257,000 miles. I understand what you're saying.
I beat you by about 20,000. I had 276.
Wow!
Anyway, I think I'm going to die on you any second in that lane, so I'll hang up, and I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, Jim. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, too. Bye.
Okay, great. Yeah, it seems like everybody, has had that experience of everything, of driving and buying new cars. But we hang on to and that's another thing. You know, when you think back growing up and everything, like how long did your parents have their cars, their automobiles? You know, like I remember my dad used to trade it in like every 4 years or so. And when I was a teenager, we got a brand new Chevy Malibu. Oh my God, it was just really great. It was white with black interior. It was so fine. It was really, really great. And
My father had a 1993 Toyota Camry. He bought it right out of the showroom, and just last year it finally went.
Wow, that's phenomenal.
And then he got a new car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, folks, I think today are more money conscious than they ever have been. You have to be with an uncertain economy right now, and I think that you're really trying to shop and buy something that you can afford, but also, too, you really need to do your research, if anything, and get that Carfax. Get that Carfax. If you have a buying experience you'd like to share with us, invite you to call us at 508-222-1320. We are discussing car buying and car buying experiences for sure. And everybody has been in that arena, that's for sure, whether it's a new car or a used car. And I have to say, you have to go in like a fighter fights a fight. Be prepared, do your research, get that Carfax, and find out what's important to you in a vehicle, whether it's a car or a truck, vans, anything, any vehicle, like anything else that you would, like a home. I think that's the approach and the advice that I could probably give you. It's the best thing I could do is like when you're going to purchase a home, it's a huge investment. It's going to last a lifetime, hopefully. And you want to be able to get the best price for the best value. And it's so important to do that. So in your buying experiences, I think that, just be aware. And again, if you would like to talk to us, our number here is 508-222-1320. And do we have a car buying experience that someone would like to share with us?
I believe so.
Great. Good morning.
Well, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Great, 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 great. Great show today.
Thank you. Can you share with us your buying experience?
Yeah, I've found that when you purchase something, if you prove loyalty to a dealership, that you do get that good deal to help reduce the stress.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of dealers try to stress the fact that they want to be family and give you family deals and all that good stuff. And it does make it quite a bit easier. For myself, I walked in, everybody knows you, they know they're going to do the best that they can, and it turns out to be a lot less stress if you prove loyal to one particular dealership and you just say, hey, this is where I want to go and this is what I want to do, and just, you know, back it up and do it, you know. Go back for your services. Go back so when you have an issue, they go above and beyond to help make it easier. Because once you purchase it, if you have a problem, you still need that extra helping hand. To,
mm-hmm.
You know, a dealer has the ability to bend the rules a little to make things better for you, and it just works out. And I found that it really works well. So that's it.
Okay, thanks. No, that's a good point. I really appreciate that. We didn't say customer loyalty to a dealership, and that is very important. You bring out an excellent point. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
Thanks. Bye. So, that is a good point.
The only
customer
thing is,
loyalty.
The last time I bought a car, the car dealership doesn't even exist anymore.
Is that right? Well, I think a lot of us are trading it in. Like, I know, like, this car, I'm going to trade in 3 years. I'll renegotiate the deal. You know, I'll upgrade, so to speak. So, you know, this caller's right. Customer loyalty means a great deal. I mean, even though, like, I went to one dealership and I said that this is my fourth Toyota, it didn't really mean anything. But when I went to this dealership, and even though they did not know me, but they had a history of my payments and everything, I did get a very good deal. But customer loyalty to a dealership, I think, is really key. And so I think that's another tip that will add into all of these wonderful things of car buying.
I can see that point, Elaine, because when they get to know you and they know you, you know, you're a longstanding customer, mm-hmm. and you've given them a lot of business, you know, I could see them, you know, giving you a break and stuff if you needed help.
True. And speaking of break, we're running over just a little bit. So you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. And if you'd like to share a story with us, we'll invite you to come back to us right after these messages.
Enjoy an evening stroll at Capron Park the night of the Zoo Moon. This event features food, music, and even a splash pad for the little ones. So show your support for the zoo, local artists, businesses, and crafters on July 22nd from 6 to 9 p.m. simply by attending this fun-filled annual community event.
The following is an encore presentation of Out and About with Elaine. Please, no calls.
Good morning, everyone. Gosh, we're in our last few minutes of our show here. I can't believe this hour goes by so quickly. It's just amazing. But if you have a car buying experience or truck buying experience or even car buying tips, give us a call at 508-222-1320. So we have a lot of things to go through before our end of our show, but I'll try to be brief. Another one of the things that people are asking is, well, you know, fuel economy is really important because the cost of gasoline is just rising so much. And have you ever noticed, folks, when you're heading up or bumping up against a major holiday, how gas prices seem to rise a little bit? And so many people are doing a stay vacation because of the, you know, the cost of traveling.
It's funny because I've been talking to a lot of my friends and they're on vacation and they tell me, I ask them, where are you going? And a lot of people have been telling me they're staying home.
Mm.
And it costs too much money to go away.
Well, I know, like, I have Friday off because the 4th of July holiday. Mm-hmm. So I have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I took Monday off. So I'm going to do a lot of day tripping and stuff like that. And I'm thinking of one particular, I'm going to do a little trip that might be an overnight. I'm not sure yet. But anyway, folks, if you're going to buy a car, we were talking about buying tips and things like that. And now we're down to what's the most fuel efficient sedan for 2015. So number one on the list is the Honda Accord Hybrid. It gets 47 miles per gallon. Then it's the Volkswagen Jetta Hybrid for 45 miles per gallon, followed by the Honda Civic Hybrid, 45 miles per gallon, Ford Fusion Hybrid, 42 miles per gallon, Toyota Camry Hybrid, 41 miles per gallon, the Lincoln MKZ Hybrid, it's 41 miles, the Toyota Avalon Hybrid is 40 miles per gallon. Wow, these are all hybrids. And I'll tell you a little bit of my story about a hybrid in just a second. Ford Fusion gets 36 miles. The Hyundai, the Hyundai, it gets 38 miles per gallon. And the Kia Optima Hybrid is 36 miles per gallon, they say, according to Edmunds. So basically, a hybrid is more fuel efficient. It does switch on and off to different systems, I guess. There's two systems running the hybrids. But be careful, because I rode a beautiful Camry hybrid. It had, I think it was 86,000 miles like 2 years ago. And at 100,000 miles, this hybrid component in the engine has to be replaced, and it's $3,000 repair. So I kind of stayed away from the hybrids. You know, I mean, it's good today, but it costs you tomorrow.
So in other words, it saves you gas today, but then you end up having to pay almost just as much as if you were filling up with gas all along.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so you're not really saving money.
No, not in the long run. But it's all about fuel efficiency and things like that. So, but get reliable cars. You know, I can't stress enough about the dealerships and things like that too. And before we run down the list, we have some time. This is great. Good, good, good.
And with the roads around here, you need a car with good shock absorbers.
Yeah, a lot of people got, they were getting flat tires. I mean, the potholes, oh my God, it was just really, and we didn't even talk to Jim about that, with the potholes and all of that in the wintertime and that. But most towns, most cities and towns, you have to understand, if you get a flat due to a pothole, like I know Providence, you can actually call a number there and they will replace that tire for free. They will. So you just have to, you know, report it, you know, and they will take care of that. But, yeah, just drive carefully. I was driving on the highway. I was test driving one of the vehicles, and there was a barrel, like a trash barrel, in the middle of the road. And, like, this car and a truck hit it and spun around. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was at Indianapolis 500. I had to go right around it. It was, like, it was coming right at me.
Well,
and
the
it was
Seekonk Speedway.
Yeah. Yep. We're talking about cars and car buying tips. If you have one, give us a call at 508-222-1320. I mean, now that the deal is done, I feel a lot better. But going through that process, I mean, geez, you have to have nerves of steel. And and you have to negotiate and just go with the mindset that you're going to be there at least 2 to 4 hours. I mean, 4 hours is extensive, I know, but I took my time and I wanted to really be comfortable in the deal that I was getting. And I test drove 4 vehicles. And that takes time to get them out, prepped, drive, you know, evaluate them. Here's another thing. Bring a little notebook with you, because you're never, ever going to remember all the things that you've want in a vehicle in the price point. And when you get there, it's like going into a casino. It's like you take a chance. And so make sure that you know that you have only X amount of dollars to spend in your budget, and don't waver from that. And if you can get under that budget and negotiate some perks like I did, you're better off for that. A lot of people go into a casino and they see the bells and whistles, just like a new car, and that new car smell, and you get wrapped up in the moment, and you forget all your common sense. So try to focus. And it's okay. The last thing I'll say is it's okay to just walk away from the deal.
Let me ask you a question, because I know majority of the people listening probably, live paycheck to paycheck and probably aren't really saving as much. And they may have some bad credit. I know that they do have programs out there that help people with bad credit. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Yes, there is. They have, through the dealership, because I asked them about that too, versus, you know, going through a bank versus going through their dealership, they do have like what they call tiers. So it's like tier 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The higher the tier, I believe, the higher the interest rate, but they would fund you. They would finance you. And the best thing for building credit is to pull your credit report before you go car buying. I have a credit card that gives it to me all the time, like my FICO score and everything. So I checked before I left, and it's going up. It's doing all right. So I was able to negotiate a better interest rate too. But if you have lost a job in the past, if you don't have stellar credit, and who does these days?
Right.
You know, no one has like an 800 or 900 credit. I don't know anyone that does. But if you have a pretty good idea about your credit report, pull it before you go. Like I said, go over your budget and find out exactly what you can make for monthly payments. And please don't forget, negotiate that deal. It's so important. And when you do get the financing, make sure you read, and this is really critical, every single line of that agreement, every single line of that finance agreement, because there's so many taxes and sales tax and fees, and you can question each and every item. And don't be afraid to do that. Don't be afraid to have them rewrite the agreement, too, if it's not up to your standard of, you know, affordability, because you really do. It's an investment. It's a financial investment that people get angst about. And even though the salespeople can be assertive, and don't fall for, well, I have other people looking at that car. And you know what I say? Have them look at it. Have them test drive it. Because you know what? You're not the only game in town. You have to be prepared to walk away from a deal. Going in, make sure that you understand that. You have the mindset of saying, I can walk away from this if it's not for me.
Yeah, I remember that when I bought my car that I have now almost 14 years ago. I remember the dealer, the car guy trying to sell me something, and then he got mad at me and started swearing at me because I didn't want to get the car that he wanted me to get.
A lot of times, dealerships have to move cars out of the lot to provide for new inventory.
Mm.
Be aware of that situation. Drive the car that is right for you and not for someone else's, you know, inventory. Or commission, true. Some dealerships, like the one that I went to, are paid a salary, and they only get a small percentage of the deal, whether it be used or new. Some dealerships, maybe most of them, are on commission-based. Best time to buy, I'll tell you right now, 2 or 3 days before the end of the month, because they are hungry for sales. And that is like your best negotiating time.
Like now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like today or tomorrow or Monday or Tuesday. It'll be like the best ever to go out there and look for a new car, or a used car. You can get some really good deals. I did purchase in the end. I did end up with a used vehicle that had 18,000 miles on it. It's a Toyota Corolla. It's going to last me to 256,000 more miles, I'm sure. But I'm going to be smart about it this year. I think what I'm going to do is hang on to it for like three or four years, do the best I can with the financing and renegotiate the rate down for just another percentage point or two. Wow. And then get another vehicle. So that's my advice. And pull a Carfax. And like the Corolla said too, dealership, customer loyalty means big deal when you're trying to negotiate a deal. So
customer loyalty, yes.
Customer loyalty is great. I'm going to make it a point to do that with my new dealership, because you're right. When it's time to trade in, trade up, whatever you do, it's all about negotiation. So that's my advice for buying a car, and I hope that you have learned a little bit about this. And with a minute left to go, wanted to give you a heads up on the fireworks again. McCoy Stadium tonight actually has fireworks. July 2nd and 3rd, they do two. July 3rd in Woonsocket at Berry Field, they have fireworks there. And July 5th in Attleboro starts at 6:30, 8:30. The Army Band will start performing wonderful, great music with fireworks at 9 p.m. And I can't leave you without saying that we have a Polish festival in Coventry, which I will be going to today for my pierogies and gołąbki's. The best Polish food around is at Our Lady of Częstochowa Church on 117 in Coventry. I'm meeting my family for lunch there, and I can't wait to have my traditional Polish food. So stay tuned. Next week, starting Monday, Dominic will be back from 6 to 10, followed by Paul Healy, 10 to noon, and I'll be back on Saturday. So stay tuned for Out and About with Elaine next weekend. We hope that you have a great week. Happy 4th of July, everyone.